This is Edward Mazur, chairman of the City Club of Chicago. Today's speaker, Robert Schillerstrom, is the chairman of the Illinois State Toll Highway Authority. He was appointed by Governor Rauner in 2015, and he oversees the state's 294-mile tollway system and the agency's $1.45 billion annual budget. Prior to taking over the chairmanship of the Tollway Authority, he had served three terms as president of the DuPage County Board. Schillerstrom has championed economic growth and innovative ideas that provide a better experience for tollway users. He has begun implementation towards an entirely cashless, all-electronic system that will save customers both time and money. Under Schillerstrom's leadership, the Tollway Authority has increased contracts and training for minority women and veteran-owned firms, awarding more than $1 billion in contracts in 2017 to disadvantaged business enterprises. During his term, the Tollway has announced reconstruction of the Central Tri-State I-294, the I-490 Tollway, the Illinois Route 53-120 Environmental Impact Study, and numerous additional projects. He's announced the opening of the Illinois Route 390 Tollway from Lake Street to Illinois Route 83. Bob Schillerstrom, during his terms as the DuPage County Board Chairman, won many awards for maintaining a AAA bond rating while reducing taxes nine times. Robert Schillerstrom is a native of Naperville. He attended Naperville Community High School, earned a bachelor's degree in religion and history from Illinois College in Jacksonville, where he graduated with high honors, a member of Phi Beta Kappa. He has a law degree from the Illinois Institute of Technology. The theme of his talk is that Illinois' tollways are vital to the future economic and social growth of the state of Illinois.
Well, it's always nice to look out and see a full room. I've been in a few rooms that weren't very full, and I prefer them when they're full. So thank you all for coming. I look out and see a lot of my friends who have supported me over the years, and it's very good to see you all here. And for all my new friends, it's great to see you also. And we look forward to, or I look forward to, talking to you about what we're doing at the Tollway and what we're planning for the future. But before I do that, I want to acknowledge a few people and groups for giving me the opportunity to be up here today. Being chairman of the Toll Highway Authority is a very exciting job. It has great possibilities, I think, to do things for northeastern Illinois. So first, I'd like to thank Governor Rauner for appointing me. He just recently appointed me to a second term. And I and the other members of the Toll Highway Authority want to thank him for the faith that he put in us to manage this excellent agency. I also want to take this opportunity to thank my law partners. I have been a lawyer for almost 40 years. I've been with the law firm of Ice Miller now for about 15 years. It is a great organization, a great group of people who are my partners. There's a group of them here today, and I want to thank you for being here today, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to do this job. Not every law firm would let one of their guys wander in here and spend time doing this, but they do that. So they're a great group of guys, great group of lawyers. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And Jay primed me a little bit on my family, but when you talk about being able to have the opportunity to do things, if you don't have the support of your family, it's very, very difficult. My wife, Mary, has always been my greatest supporter. Mary, thank you so much for being here today. But even when you're not, thank you. My daughter, Katie, we call her the lonely child because she's the only one that stuck around with her parents. Our two boys, I don't know, might say something about our parenting, but our son, Connor, moved to Australia. He's been there for a number of years with his wife, Kelsey. And then our other boy, Curtis, and his wife, Maddie, have moved to India. So I don't know. I try not to think too deeply about it, but I'd like to think if they were a little closer, they'd be here today, and I'm sure they are. So anyhow, I want to thank Jay and the board for giving me the opportunity to come forward today and speak to you. And before I jump in, I just want to take a moment to tell you about a public safety campaign that is at the heart of everything that we do at the Tollway. You know, it's not enough to build the roads of the future. What we also need to do is to do everything we can to keep our roads and our customers safe. And as you may know, one of our roadway workers, David Schwartz, was struck and killed by a truck while picking up debris on the side of the road on September 18, 2017. It was a terrible tragedy. Unfortunately, it's not an isolated incident. Roadway workers, police officers, and everyday motorists are too often hurt or injured, and many times killed because drivers don't follow the law. The Tollway has partnered with public and private sector organizations to launch the Give Them Distance campaign. The Give Them Distance campaign reminds us all of the importance of the Illinois Move Over Law, which was expanded by Governor Rauner and the legislature last year. This law is common sense. It requires drivers to slow down and change lanes safely when approaching any vehicle with flashing lights on the shoulder. I go one step further and ask you to move over whenever you see any vehicle on the shoulder with people in it or around it. Whether you are a roadway worker picking up debris or a mother with two young kids in the back of your car waiting to change a flat tire, this law is intended to protect us all. There's information on your tables about how you can get involved. I urge you to take the Give Them Distance pledge, to share it with your friends, your families, and your coworkers. While public safety is always number one at the Tollway is also focused on building the transportation corridors of tomorrow. Under Governor Rauner's leadership, we are constantly challenging our team to design infrastructure that not only satisfies the travel demands for today, but builds a network that is forward-thinking and innovative to support travel options for the future. The Tollway operates with a fiscally responsible approach to delivering the state's diverse transportation needs, generating more than $1.45 billion each year. We stand ready to deliver strategic infrastructure investments and to support the reinvestment of our customers' money into new projects and services that improve travel and safety on our system and in our region, which also creates jobs and economic opportunity for everyone. We are joined today by the Tollway's newly appointed Executive Director, Liz Gorman. Liz understands the power of collaboration, technology, and innovation. We are confident that her leadership will be a tremendous asset to the Tollway team and its customers as she helps to improve our transportation network for the region and the communities we serve. Welcome, Liz. We look forward to working with you. Thank you for being here. As you know, Illinois' unique combination of geography and transportation infrastructure has served us as the backbone of our state's economy for nearly two centuries. Originally, because of Illinois' waterways and railroads, which were strengthened in the 1950s by investments in the interstate highway system and our airports, our state became and is the national transportation hub of North America. It delivers freight and commodities from all directions and all over the world. Our position as the nation's freight hub creates jobs and opportunities for our citizens. In 2014, 1.23 billion tons of freight was moved to, from, or within the state of Illinois via our roads, railroads, waterways, and air freight facilities. This cargo was valued at almost $3 trillion. And as you know, we are also home to the nation's second busiest airport. More than 1.1 million flights are handled annually between our two airports, O'Hare and Midway. Our transportation system enables a global supply chain to provide goods at lower costs and gives Chicago area businesses the competitive advantage in today's global economy. At the Tollway, we know an efficient transportation system is why families choose to stay here and why businesses choose to locate here. With a better transportation network, more jobs and economic opportunity will come. That's why everything the tollway does is with regional solutions in mind. As the state of Illinois reflects on its past and celebrates our bicentennial, it's hard to overlook the advantages our transportation network and infrastructure has afforded us. We are grateful to the leadership of Governor Rauner, who understands that now, more than ever, it is important to invest in long-term transportation infrastructure projects. The Tollway believes that investing in the future of Illinois is our duty, and we have seen the leader, and we have the leadership team in place to make that happen. With that, I'd like to ask our Tollway team members who are with us today to stand. Come on, don't be shy. I want to thank you all for your commitment to working together and to delivering first-class service and on our roadways and to our customers, and perhaps most importantly, to the people of Northeast Illinois. So thank you very much. Now I'd like to take a little time to share with you how we're thinking about the future and how the Illinois Tollway is investing in and redefining the regional transportation network. More importantly, I'm here to give you concrete examples of how the Tollway is taking an innovative approach to how we design, how we build, and how we use technology in our system. Through investments in infrastructure, the Tollway can create jobs and economic opportunities for families across northern Illinois. But before we look ahead, let's look at all that we've recently accomplished. We delivered the Illinois Route 390 to communities that have been waiting for decades to access new jobs and economic opportunities. This is a project that provides an extraordinary opportunity for regional economic growth. The Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project, when coupled with the new I-490 tollway, will completely transform the face of Chicago's northwest suburbs, O'Hare Airport, and the region as a whole. Western Access will save drivers $145 million annually by 2040 and relieve substantial congestion. It is projected that by 2040, 30 to 40% of the people who go to O'Hare Airport will arrive from the west, and that Western Access will create 65,000 new sustainable jobs. It was incredible last year to stand at the edge of Illinois Route 390 and look west and see what we had built, but perhaps more exciting to look east to O'Hare Airport and look what we're going to build there, to build Western Access and to tie in with I-490. Last year, we also flipped the switch and turned on 16 miles of new I-90 Smart Road, completing a new re-envisioned roadway that is a game changer for safety, reliability, and service for our customers. And through a unique partnership with PACE, riders who live and work along the corridor can bypass traffic on a bus with the ability to ride on the inside shoulder during times of congestion. And we thank PACE for working with us on that. I know some members of PACE are here today, and we look forward to continuing to work with you. And while we can't control the future of new technology, we can make sure our roads are ready for that technology. Long term, we may redefine what a flex lane is. These flex lanes could possibly be opened as special use lanes for connected or autonomous vehicles to keep them separated from driver-operated vehicles. The two roads that we opened last year set the bar high, but we aren't stopping there. The Tollway has looked at our organization from top to bottom. We have reorganized and strengthened our team with new leadership, staff, and consultants that are not afraid to do things differently. We want them to think out of the box. This talented group will help us as we bring new ideas and opportunities to our Tollway customers faster than ever before. Technology and innovation are changing the world, and we want to be a leader in infrastructure technology, so we are investing greater resources in our technology and business systems. In Illinois, local projects are looking to tolling to fund infrastructure improvements. In Kane County, under the leadership of Chairman Chris Lauzon, who's with us today. Chris, thank you for being here. They are looking at tolling to support the Long Meadow Parkway project. In Will County, they are looking at tolling the Hobolt Bridge and to find funding to make safety improvements on I-80. I-80 is tolled all the way from the east and turns to a freeway here in Illinois. The tollway stands ready to help with solutions on I-80. The tollway's back office operation provides the unique ability to manage tolling operations in a variety of ways and places. Our tollway team is here to help solve transportation issues alongside and with our Northern Illinois transportation partners. We support and are ready to do the work to help improve and solve problems on other interstates in our region. We continue to work collaboratively with IDOT and other transportation agencies. CMAP, Joe Zabel is here. Joe, thank you for being here today and thank you for working with us. The RTA, Chairman Dillard is out of town, but he sent me a note and said he would have been here if he could. PACE, METRA, and the CTA to ensure that this vital transportation system works effectively in meeting the needs of our customers and all of the people who live in our region. Our collective efforts make a significant impact on the lives of millions of people throughout the region, and we are committed to moving all modes of transportation forward in Illinois. Our transportation network serves as the most significant driver of economic growth and job creation in our state, and the tollway is committed to building a world-class infrastructure that will improve Illinois' competitiveness in the global market and create jobs and economic opportunity here at home. To support momentum and economic growth, we know that every day counts, and we need to act with urgency on our plan. As we face the halfway point of the tollway's $14 billion Move Illinois capital program, we've taken a look at what we have to accomplish, where we are now, and what has changed since the plan was put together in 2011. We know the demands on Illinois' transportation infrastructure are mounting, and businesses and families need commuting transportation solutions today. We also know the economic benefits and cost savings of accelerating transportation projects. They are compelling both from the construction jobs that they complete now and the later improvements in economic productivity that flow from enhanced access. We've positioned ourselves to revolutionize how we build road projects in Illinois. This year we are going to build roads smarter, faster, more efficiently, and just downright better. And I want to announce that we are accelerating $280 million in construction contracts this year. That's in addition to the $560 million of contracts that we had already planned and projected. We are taking full advantage of the competitive construction bidding environment in 2018. We will be increasing our total number of construction projects by 42% this year. The economic benefits of accelerating transportation projects are threefold. The tollway is reducing inflation impacts and project construction costs. We are realizing project benefits sooner, and we are putting more people to work. This is a market-driven decision and will result in direct benefits to our economy and to our customers who will get more bang for their buck. But for the Illinois Tollway, project acceleration is about more than moving projects forward. It is about streamlining the process and driving efficiencies. The tollway is always looking for new ideas from the industry, and we want to use our projects as test beds of innovation. We've demonstrated our leadership and willingness to push the envelope, and it's already paying off. Earlier this year, on a resurfacing contract for I-88, we reduced the initial estimated cost using more recycled material and using more Illinois material. The result was a $16.6 million worth of savings, or over a 10% saving from the engineer's original estimates, all while producing a more durable pavement design. That means less wear and tear on your vehicles, less maintenance on the roads, and fewer delays for our customers. This is one example of what works and a practice that we will consider applying to other large-scale projects. We hope other agencies can learn from our successes and adapt similar initiatives as well. By prioritizing projects, we are poised to save time and money. But you can already hear people asking, how are you going to do this? Well, by taking advantage of competitive market conditions. Material costs are low. The cost of money is low. By employing common sense practices that help us improve efficiency. By better coordination and by more collaboration, not only with our contractors, but within the tollway itself and with other agencies. By employing truly innovative and environmentally thoughtful solutions, like recycling materials in a way that not only reduces our carbon footprint, but results in a better, quieter ride for tollway customers. Saving more money year after year because new roads cost less to maintain than old roads. We are going to do all of this and provide more convenience to our customers who will experience fewer delays during construction and get to enjoy the benefits of new roads faster. And there are more improvements to come. Every project is being reviewed, and our goal is to move every project forward as expeditiously as possible. Reprioritizing projects reflects the tollway's continued commitment to delivering major benefit to our customers and accelerating Illinois economic growth. Every day we're making progress on I-490. A key piece in our efforts is with the railroads, the Union Pacific Railroad and Canadian Pacific Railway, and how this road intersects with their properties. We're working with both railroads to identify the best possible solutions to ensure that their operations are improved and function as well as possible, and that the I-490 tollway and the western access to O'Hare are successfully built, linking Chicagoland, creating more economic development and global competitiveness by connecting two major tollways, I-90 and 294. The project will create an essential foundation for manufacturing, cargo, warehousing, and logistic businesses to flourish, meaning jobs for working families and an enormous economic impact for communities. These benefits alone are compelling, but when combined with the completion of a western facility that will allow O'Hare passengers arriving from the west to find a ticket counter, navigate security and check bags, it has the potential to impact the entire region. The future success of O'Hare Airport is just as much contingent on the ability to move passengers in and out as it is to get planes up and down. We want passengers from the west to have the same experience as passengers from the east. We believe a western facility at O'Hare Airport will be safer and provide a better functioning airport. The tollway is ready to help make that happen. This project provides an extraordinary opportunity for creating jobs and economic growth and is critical to the future of Northern Illinois. In combination with 294, we are offering the state the ability to move goods and services more effectively, to connect two airports, to provide congestion relief, and to connect five different interstates. Speaking of 294, that's our next big project, the reconstruction of the Central Tri-State Tollway. This project demonstrates how the tollway is not tied to the old way of doing things. The original plan called for just rebuilding the existing roadway, but that would have done nothing to help with critical congestion problems facing us now and down the road. After reviewing the plans, the corridor, and after discussions with local communities, The tollway found that the Central Tri-State is just too vital to the tollway system and to the Chicagoland region to reconstruct it without making improvements to address traffic congestion, access onto it, flooding concerns in the area, and freight concerns. Today, our new plans provide comprehensive regional transportation improvements that will add capacity and increase safety. This project will define our innovative approach to design, construction, and the use of technology. We've also partnered with IDOT to improve congestion at the I-88, 290, 294 intersection, and also the interchange at 294 and I-55. We're also looking to work with PACE to integrate another flex lane. And as part of the planning process, we are working with local communities and partners to improve regional flooding facilities, to improve access onto the roadway, to improve safety, to eliminate noise, and to help with freight and other economic opportunities. We are also moving forward and looking to the north at 53-120. Families and businesses in Lake, Northern Cook, and Eastern McHenry counties face mounting traffic congestion, which equals more time away from the people that matter most to them. Some say we should do nothing, but if we do nothing, the average traveling speed in the next 20 years will drop to 14 miles per hour. Nobody wants to drive anywhere at 14 miles per hour. That's why we are working with local communities to develop a transportation alternative that is good for families, good for job creators, and good for the environment. This project will push the limits of how we design, how we build, and how we introduce technology in this region. All of these future projects are looking to industry to help deliver solutions and innovative design options. These roads will be more than concrete and asphalt. We are building 21st century transportation corridors for the future. The tollway is a leader in connecting vehicles, drivers, and passengers with the future use of technologies. Our corridors will integrate intelligent transportation solutions that are compatible with emerging in-vehicle technology. The car of tomorrow will be able to communicate with the road users through this communication backbone that we are building and providing today. We are already improving the data that we use to make decisions. We now utilize drones and 360-degree cameras to more efficiently conduct our field inspections. Designers working on tollway projects are streamlining the review process. This starts by cutting paper where we can. We have implemented an electronic review environment that allows the designer to see comments in real time. This shortens the timeline for reviews and simplifies documentation, and it also saves a lot of paper. And speaking of saving paper, all the projects that I have highlighted are being accomplished with a focus on the environment. The tollway is committed to leading in sustainability. We've partnered with the Morton Arboretum to develop a program that will add 58,000 trees along our tollway corridors. That's 1,000 trees for every year that the tollway has been in existence. Our efforts will increase environmental sustainability, control snowdrift, and improve overall beautification of the region. The tollway is incorporating sustainability in everything we do, from early planning through project design and construction, all the way to operations and maintenance. We are committed to making a positive impact throughout our region, whether it is with the environment or increasing diversity in all levels of the workforce. Under the leadership of Governor Rauner and our board of directors, the tollway's efforts are influencing change as we work to identify and break down the barriers to participation that minorities, women, and veterans face every day. One of the governor's first actions in the days following his inauguration included issuing Executive Order 1512 on Martin Luther King Day, a clear direction to Illinois agencies to ensure that employment and business opportunities are open to all persons and businesses. We know that our diversity program can change lives. It can put people to work so they can buy a car, buy a house, send their kids to college. It can provide opportunities so small businesses can put down roots in Illinois, grow, and become job creators in their communities. And it can serve as a gold standard for other government agencies so they can bring about change in their communities. We believe the Tollway can utilize our capital program to create jobs. We are providing individuals and businesses the tools to succeed, training, technical assistance, mentoring, and for entrepreneurs, we are working to identify access to capital opportunities so that they can invest, grow, and succeed. As we look ahead to 2018, we are paving a pathway to career opportunities in the highway, engineering, and construction fields by continuing to advance our workforce development initiatives. As you know, drivers across America recognize that our infrastructure is in immediate need of major overhaul or reconstruction. While national infrastructure funding has been trending down over the past several decades, states and local governments have been moving toward more tolling options to bridge the gap. Even the President's trillion-dollar infrastructure initiative plans to involve expansion of tolling and encouraging private investment in public infrastructure, relying on little direct federal funding. The administration believes that the federal government should incentivize more states and localities to finance their own transportation needs. Tolling is providing funding where the motor fuel tax is declining. Those who use the roads pay for the roads. Last year, we met with officials from the White House and the Department of Transportation. The Tollway stands ready to help ensure Illinois is best positioned to take full advantage of national transportation funding initiatives. As the plan announced this month works its way through Congress, we will continue to work closely with our Illinois congressional delegation and members of the administration to maximize the return on Illinois' investment in infrastructure. And while we work to streamline our construction processes, the Tollway is also keeping an eye on legislation in Springfield that would enable design-build as a method of project delivery. Design-build would deliver a greater range of innovation, cost savings, and reduce claims and change orders. Our new executive director, Liz Gorman, has a knack for building bipartisan consensus and coalitions around complex issues. And she will be taking point for the Tollway in advocating for design-build. Under this delivery method, the design-build team works under a single contract with the project owner to provide design and construction services. Across the country and around the world, this streamlined process transforms the relationship between designers and builders into an alliance that fosters collaboration and teamwork. United from the onset on the project, an integrated team works to successfully complete a project faster, more cost-effectively, and with optimized project quality. On average, design-build delivery saves 22% over traditional project delivery. Nearly 9 out of 10 agency leaders who have used design-build said that they would use it again because it provides the best value. And of the remaining group, that last 10% who's not using it, their primary reason is lack of statutory authority. Design-build in Illinois will enable the Tollway to select the appropriate projects that can derive benefit from competing firms that will push innovation to reduce the design time and expedite delivery. It also significantly reduces change orders when the contracting communities get involved in design prior to bidding. That is why the Tollway needs industry to join us in calling on members of the General Assembly to act and to support this legislation. With the completion of our Move Illinois program, we will have completely overhauled the Tollway system. Now, as we approach the halfway point of Move Illinois, we're thinking about our next capital program for 2021. We are positioned to help the people of Northern Illinois get to work by helping solve the safety and congestion problems facing the region. We're working with CMAP and IDOT and the U.S. Department of Transportation on a vision for what that program could include to further improve Illinois' transportation network. Everything is on the table, including the potential to make improvements to other interstates in Northern Illinois. The forward-thinking nature makes the tollway the best agency to work for. We are committed to looking at things differently than in the past and always encourage our staff, consultants, and industry to bring us new ideas because we have the desire and the skill to take those new ideas and to turn them into reality. So keep the good ideas coming. So in the spirit of doing things differently and thinking outside the box, I want to leave you with the image of a road. What do you see? To those of us at the tollway, we see a lot more than a route to get from point A to point B. We see access. Our transportation system links the region's industries to marketplaces around the world. This road connects to railroads, waterways, and airports, which lead the way to connections across the globe. We see jobs. We see the link to economic prosperity for minorities, women, people with disabilities, and veterans. Besides investing in infrastructure, we are investing in those who build our infrastructure. We see an agency that collaborates with partners to make jobs and opportunities available to these underserved communities. We see a better environment and opportunities to impact our environment in a positive way. And we see technology. We see a roadway network combined with a high technology backbone that will support whatever trends emerge from the auto industry. And we see Illinois not only as a world leader in tolling, but a change agent that will make our state a better place to live, work, and raise a family, and keep it as the transportation center of America. The tollway understands the power of collaboration, the importance of investing, the future of innovation, and our duty to make a positive impact. We like to think that the tollway is not only building roads and bridges, it's building our region's foundation for a better tomorrow. And I look forward to working with all of you to make that vision a reality. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Chairman Schillerstrom. And we have time for a few questions. Alex, do we have any that were emailed in? Okay, good. My president just gave me a little note. I want to acknowledge our good friend, Terry Gabinski, who's celebrating 40 years of public service. Terry. Okay, we have a couple of questions. This is from the former Secretary of Transportation, Milton Cease. What is the latest on negotiations with railroads as it relates to I-490?
Milt, you asked that just like I asked you to, so thank you very much. I'm very optimistic about where we're going with the railroads. Obviously, you read the paper, and our negotiations didn't start out very well, but we spent a lot of time working with them, and we tried to look at things from a different point of view. We recognize the fact that they fill a very important part of the transportation network, and they need to be in a position where not only to maintain what they have, but to improve it. And we are confident that we are getting close to an arrangement which will allow them to have their operations function better and to get our road built. And hopefully that will happen in the near future.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. This is from Sashi Singh, City Club member, who's sitting towards the rear. He's with Agile N2N, I may have butchered that, I apologize. What measures can Tollway take to keep the efficiency
to lower the toll tax for the consumers while investing on new projects?
Well, one of the things that we want to do is to, well, we recognize that our customers are the people who bring in the money to us. We don't get any federal money. We don't get any state money. We don't get any local money. Our entire system is funded by the people who use it, and we want to provide them with a safe, efficient system. And obviously, keeping the cost down so that everybody can use it is very, very important. So we're always looking at that. And I think the tollway is a very efficiently run organization from a financial point of view. And we are committed to putting all of our money back into the system to keep it working well and to improve the system. And that's what we have been doing. And as I said during my speech, it is a good time to be building because the cost of materials are low, the cost of money is low, and to a certain extent, we're the only game in town. So we're going to continue to work to keep the cost down, but also to expand the system where it helps the region.
Okay, thank you. Staff, do we have any more questions? Not right now. Okay, so Chairman Schillerstrom, let me ask a question really kind of from my own naivete. I ride on the tollways. I also drive. I pay my, by the way, automatic replenishment on my credit card, which is great. You know, I just got notified the other day, another $40 or whatever.
Thank you.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Okay. I also drive on streets in Cook County, Chicago. I drive Wheaton and so forth. And I notice that there are an awful lot of potholes in Chicago and these other jurisdictions, but I don't see them on the tollway. So my question is, what do you folks do? What are you using out there?
Well, maintenance is very important, and obviously a lack of potholes goes to safety, and we are very focused on maintaining our roadways. Years ago, before I had anything to do with the tollway, as an example, when my children would go out during the winter, I would always tell them to take the tollway. And the reason I told them to do that was because I knew there were no potholes, and I knew if there was ice and snow, that it would be cleaned off the tollways before any other road. So we think it's really important to have a very high maintenance standard, and once again, keep coming back to the safety of our customers. So thank you for noticing that. We appreciate it.
Okay, we have a question here from Peter Silvestri, Cook County Commissioner. Peter wrote down he's not a member of the City Club yet, but he's starting to work on his thinking about his 2018 income taxes, and we are a tax-deductible organization. Okay. Peter says, I read the Tribune article about the city of Chicago being close to a deal with the airlines. How does this impact your plan for Western Access?
Well, I also saw those articles. I didn't really have a chance to look at them in detail. We are going to meet with the mayor a little bit later today to talk about Western Access. We think Western Access, as I've said a number of times today, is very important for this region. You look at the airport just from a safety point of view and from an operations point of view, having two ingresses and egresses just makes sense for the second busiest airport in the world. When you look at the job creation and the economic opportunity, not only for the city of Chicago, but for the entire region, it makes sense. And I firmly believe that the sooner Western Access is in place, and when I talk about Western Access, I talk about seamless Western Access. I want access on the west to be the same way it is on the east, because as I said, ultimately 30 to 40% of the people are going to use that. So we are very anxious to advocate for that position. We will continue to advocate for that position. We think it's the right thing to do, not only for Chicago, for the region, and for the state of Illinois. So I'd ask you all to help us do that. I mean, we need to build a strong consensus and let the city of Chicago know and let the airlines know that Western Access is good for everybody, and that's what we want.
And, you know, by the way, Chairman Schillerstrom mentioned that parts of his family are now in Australia and India. Western Access would make it a little easier for them to come and see you and your wife and your daughter, etc.
I'm going to write that down and use it with them.
Fine.
I don't know if it'll be compelling.
Okay. We just have a couple. Let's give them a big round of applause, folks.